This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
CEO of YouTube getting an award for free speech and how important it is for her family and what her family went through. What, did Hitler do something to her Polish ancestors or something? I don't, look it up. I mean, she's a victim of tyranny, so she's now going to put us under tyranny? Is that what she's saying? She said, you know, after what her ancestors went through, she really believes in free speech. What the hell does that mean? It's unbelievable. We're going to be talking about that more. James O'Keefe's on his way here right now. And we've got so much breaking news. We've got the drag queen story times taking place at strip clubs with little children basically under Stockholm Syndrome, mind control. That's coming up. But I want to spend some time here talking to viewers and listeners about counting the cost. We're not bankrolled by George Soros. We're not bankrolled by the Rothschilds or the Rockefellers or Bill Gates. We're bankrolled by you. Plus, we sell products that get the word out, and that make your life healthier, better, and wiser. And we've got a lot of specials we've launched over the years. But I tell you, the most popular one we've had is Vitamin Mineral Fusion discounted. And we're here again in the twilight of this big sale right now. Not much time left because we're selling out of it, but it's still available at InfoWarsStore.com, Vitamin Mineral Fusion for 40% off. But let me tell you what else is available, and we do have a good stock of, and that's just as important as Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's vitamin D3 with vitamin K for your immune system. Very strong, very organic, high-end, winter sun. Everybody needs it, old, young, but especially the old, especially if you have darker skin and aren't getting enough sun. Vitamin D3 is beyond critical. Even Bill Maher is talking about it now. And it is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com as well. But here's what's back in stock. Alpha Power is basically the dry version of Supermel Vitality. Supermel Vitality is excellent. It's cold pressed. It takes 3 to 4 times the herbs to do it because it's cold pressed. They don't even boil it or cook it down to get the herbs out. It's like wine. It's never been heated. This is high-end, high-quality herbs, but it's powdered. So it's a much stronger dose, but again, per capita, not as strong. But it's apples and oranges. I have a stronger effect on it, and I lose weight on it. I get aggressive on it. I can't take it. It's so strong. But if I take it, I lose 30, 40 pounds. I just can't do it. A lot of you can handle it. I can't handle it because I've already got high testosterone for my age. Most men don't. I've still got a healthy amount of testosterone, so I don't take it. But if you're having issues, I check it out. It is Alpha Power, it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Prostaguard sells out all the time because women know that saw palmetto is good for their glands, not just for men's prostates, but it's been proven to be excellent for the prostate. And then it's got a bunch of key vitamins, a bunch of key minerals in it. It's got all the trace things you need basically to boost your immune system. Let me tell you about some of the things that are in there. And again, it's got the D3, it's got the zinc, it's got a whole bunch of stuff. So really what it is a multivitamin at the same time with saw palmetto. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. And Rocket Rest, the amazing sleep aid, it's way stronger than Knockout, which I take Knockout when I need it because Rocket Rest is so strong. It's different strokes for different folks, but instead of having 1 gram or 1 milligram, excuse me, of melatonin, it's got 4. And so everything that is basically in Knockout, it's got even stronger. There are 8 ingredients in Knockout. How many ingredients are in this? Oh, there's a whole bunch of ingredients in this as well. They're all natural, and it's amazing. Everything known to give you deep, clean, restful sleep, it's in Rocket Rest, so be sure and check it out. Research it for yourself. It's all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the original OG documentary about the New World Order Great Reset Takeover made 14 years ago, even more popular today. And it is Endgame, Blueprint for global enslavement as sold as low as $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk. Buy one copy for $14.95 to support the broadcast. It has a zero country code, meaning you can make copies of it on any DVD burner you want. So please share it. We're going to get more into this as the censorship intensifies. Have the hard copy in your library today. I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
We're now into hour number two, and James O'Keefe is here. He's coming up with us next segment. We give him the chair, maybe right now. But first, there's an important report at band.video in the John Bound section. Very important. The COVID rollout crashes and burns. Here it is.
Mockingbird Media is clamped down tight on why Denmark's top health official, Tanya Eriksson, suddenly fainted. During a press conference, halting the use of the AstraZeneca vaccine during an uptick of severe side effect injuries due to blood clotting. Whether the fainting was a result of nerves or the vaccine is moot, as the public perception was once again permanently damaged. And that is where the entire public rollout of the COVID lockdown and vaccine confusion has gone, driven into a place of overwhelming suspicion, while the truth slowly seeps out, as it did when Pfizer's former vice president and chief scientist for allergy and respiratory, who retired from the pharmaceutical giant with, quote, the most senior research position, end quote, in his field, addressing the demonstrably false propaganda from governments in response to COVID-19, and the strong possibility we are dealing with a conspiracy which could lead to something far beyond the carnage experienced in the wars and massacres of the 20th century.
Government's response to emergencies is guided by the scientific group who sit together under the Strategic Advisory Group for Emergencies, or SAGE. So they should provide scientific advice to the government about what's appropriate to do. SAGE has got several fundamental things wrong, and that has led to advice that's inappropriate and not only has had horrible economic effects, but has had continuing medical effects in that people are no longer being treated properly.
Dr. Michael Yeadon warns of the non-vaccinated becoming pariahs in an emerging digitized world, a sentiment straight from the script we are presented day in and day out.
Less than 40% of the population are susceptible. Even theoretical epidemiologists would tell you that that's too small a number to support a consolidated and growing outbreak. Community immunity, herd immunity. So SAGE says that we're not even close, and I'm telling you that the best science by the best scientists in the world, published in the top peer-reviewed journals, says they're wrong, that more than 60% of the population are now immune, and it's simply not possible to have a large and growing pandemic.
Yes, this is the question that's been flooding our Verify inbox. Does the COVID-19 vaccine cause sterilization in women? And this is why so many people have been asking that question. It's a Facebook post that's widely circulating right now, claiming a head researcher for vaccine manufacturer Pfizer is warning that the company's new COVID vaccine would cause sterilization in women. And Yeadon, along with a German doctor, did send a letter to the European Medicines Agency asking the EMA to stop clinical trials of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. They said the vaccine might block a protein that's important in the formation of a placenta. And the doctors claim that could possibly result in vaccinated women essentially becoming infertile. Is that a real possibility? Well, 13 News reached out directly to Pfizer for answers. The company's response? Not exactly helpful. Simply stating, we are not commenting on that.
Dr. Fauci and his World Health Organization cohort's clear disregard for our God-given natural rights in favor of their vague totalitarian marching orders was on full display at a recent House Coronavirus Crisis Subcommittee.
Can you give us a specific measurement that will have to be attained, some outcome, some result that we have to reach so that Americans know they're going to get their liberties back and be able to move on with their lives?
The more people that get vaccinated in the community, the lower the level of infection will be.
I understand. Well, give us an idea. I mean, you've given us thoughts on all kinds of subjects. You've opined on all kinds of issues. Give us your best guess then.
I just did.
No, you didn't. You didn't give us a time. When do you think this is going to... Are we going to be here 2 years from now wearing masks?
No, I doubt...
Dr. Fauci the same question?
Well, let me answer your ranting again.
I'm not ranting.
Yes, you are.
No, here's how it works, Dr. Fauci. Right. I get to ask you the questions. You're the highest paid official in the United States government. You've given us your advice on baseball, on dating apps, on cruise ships. You told us zero masks, one mask, two masks, now back to one mask. I'm just asking you, when is it going to end? You can say I'm ranting. I'm actually asking the question that the citizens I get the privilege of representing, and my name actually goes on a ballot. I don't think your name's ever been on a ballot. My name goes on a ballot. The citizens I represent want to know the answer to when they can get their liberties back.
You know,
I call that ranting. I actually call it standing up for the Constitution, which I take an oath to uphold, Dr. Fauci, every year, every term that I serve in this Congress representing the folks in the 4th District of Ohio. So it is not ranting. It is defending the First Amendment.
Badgering.
You know, you're indicating liberty and freedom. I look at it as a public health measure to prevent people from dying and going to the hospital.
You don't think Americans' liberties have been threatened the last year, Dr. Fauci? They've been assaulted. Their liberties have.
I don't look at this as a liberty thing, Congressman Jordan.
Well, that's obvious.
As a public health thing.
But
I disagree with you on that.
You think the Constitution is suspended during a virus, during a pandemic? It's certainly not. Yeah. Dr. Fauci, over the last year, Americans' First Amendment rights have been completely attacked. Your right to go to church, your right to assemble, your right to petition your government, freedom of the press, freedom of speech have all been assaulted. I mean, for a year now. Americans haven't been able to go to church. Even today, when they go to church, they're limited in the size of worshipers who can meet.
You're making this a personal thing, and it isn't.
It's not a personal thing.
No, you are. That is exactly what you're doing.
No, you're right. I don't want you to answer my question. The American people want Dr. Fauci to answer the question. What does it have to be?
Expire, sir. If you need to respect the chair and shut your mouth.
The plan, like every other incompetent project the power mad conjure up, is failing miserably, which only means that they will simply continue to make it worse.
Dr. Fauci, does this look like social distancing to you that you require when you talk about 6 feet?
No.
So in these cells, as you just said, they're violating the very guidance that you tell Americans to follow. A restaurant in the United States would be shut down today if they were being run like this. Yet the federal government, the Biden administration, is running this facility. You can see all of these young children who are next to each other, 6 inches apart, many without masks, by the way. Does that follow your guidance that you've issued?
No.
Well, then, why would the Biden administration not go and stop this? I think one of the reasons is because President Biden and Vice President Harris won't even go see this for themselves. That's why I keep urging strongly that they go to the border.
John Bowne reporting.
I remember many years ago, the London Guardian and others reported.
Thanks to you kids, we now know the virus is a hoax.
They included flu, pneumonia, and other infections to boost the numbers.
Let's find out who is really behind it all.
Like President Trump is definitely behind one of these phantoms.
Shishi Pink? Dr. Fauci?
Like I thought doctors were supposed to help people, not scare them.
Microsoft's Bill Gates?
Not only a computer guy, he's a notorious vaccine pusher who wants to reduce the world's population.
I get it. So Bill Gates wanted to vaccinate everyone after Fauci convinced them there was a deadly disease outbreak. That's diabolical.
Yeah, that sounds pretty bad.
Don't worry, kids. These globalists won't get away with their pandemic hoax this time. Where they're going, they'll be locked up for a long good while in the big house.
Yeah. Better than a rock round at home.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Alex Jones Show.
Wow. Well, for the next 45 minutes or so, the one and only James O'Keefe of Project Veritas is in studio, and he's got his amazing crew with him. We also ran into a lot of his undercovers. They were like, wink, wink, we're with Veritas down at the border that has totally collapsed. And they break so many huge stories now, I can't even keep track of them all. That's why I got to visit Project Veritas every day. Again, thanks for joining us here. James, good to see you again in person.
Great to see you, Alex.
The great thing about you is, after all my demonization and deplatforming, you never betrayed me. You still came on the show, still supported us, didn't believe the lies and disinformation. I want to get into your latest visit with President Trump. You just won a big victory in a lawsuit with the New York Times defaming you. They're the fake news, not you. You also are filing a big suit on Twitter. You were deplatformed off there last week. But first off, I want to ask a question. You have the instinct to not run away from other patriots, other investigative journalists that get demonized by MSM. If the rest of the Republicans and patriots and nationalists did that, we would all still be standing. Instead, they let us pick. They let the system pick us off one at a time. What was your instinct over the years when you got put under major pressure, I know, to not associate with InfoWars, to say, screw you?
Well, Alex, I just want to say it's great to see you. I don't think we've met in the flesh.
And I think one time.
One time, yeah. But not in your studio in Austin, Texas. And I just want to say this has been a really important week in the history of Veritas and what we stand for. These tapes, Alex, of CNN and what this man was saying, maybe the most devastating thing we've ever done. It's the nexus between what they would call news, although I don't call it that, propaganda is what he calls himself, propaganda, the CNN director, and big tech. And there's only one truth. There's only one reality. And I don't cower down. I don't understand why people are so afraid. It's important we fight back. I think, to answer your question, Alex, I think a lot of people fear being disliked. They want secretly to be approved by these people. And we took the curtain off of CNN, our brave undercover people. They're revealing who they actually are.
That's it.
Are.
You're literally like Toto pulling back the curtain.
Yeah. And it's their words, not mine. I mean, Twitter took me down on Thursday for quoting people or just reporting what they're saying. So this is a really, I think we've crossed the Rubicon here, and I've seen an engagement, a passion, a overwhelming outpouring of support. And you've been fighting for as long as you have, 20, 30 years. I've been fighting for a decade. But it seems like people are finally starting to understand what they're up against right now. And especially,
oh, it's incredible. My deplatforming, I used to be like kind of 60% positive, 40% negative. I get like 90% positive now. I don't know what they've done or how the worm has turned, but what you're saying is true. Just as a person who's recognized, the average patriot isn't recognized, so they don't know how awake people are. But you're well recognized. Have you not seen it go from the majority positive to almost completely positive?
Almost completely positive. Even people who don't agree or who are not, who are moderate, or even people who are liberal in the classical sense will reach out to us and say, what that guy said is wrong. It speaks to the heart. He's talking about in one of these tapes. The CNN director says, we want the COVID numbers higher on the screen for ratings because fear sells. If it bleeds, it leads. Like wishing more people would die to increase the ratings. That's not a right-wing thing or a left-wing. It's just
and the stuff you're doing is real, and it's more powerful than any Perry Mason show. I mean, this is, like, palpable.
And it's not me opining or me bombastic on Twitter. It's me quoting him. So I think we've passed this Rubicon, and people are so fed up and fired up. And I'm announcing on your show, and this isn't exclusive. I have not. You have a copy. This is a lawsuit against Twitter. This is a lawsuit against Twitter. We are filing it today in the next few hours in New York State. And for those of you who think I'm bluffing or you think I'm doing this as a publicity stunt, Alex, we've just recently won in the last few weeks a historic motion in a defamation action against the New York Times. We're one of the few people in modern history that have gotten this far in a defamation lawsuit, and I'm not going to settle. I'm not going
to. Well, if you're anything, you don't bluff. You're the real McCoy. And so explain that to people. You put it on screen, too. We have a copy of it in there on our computer. You've just filed suit today, but let's get to that in a minute.
Yeah, sure.
Let's talk about the big victory with a major judge saying, no, CNN, Freudian slip. The New York Times knowingly, consciously lied about you, saying you were fake news.
Yes, this is very important. We're going to get a little into the weeds here, but it's important for your audience to understand the nuances. The New York Times called me deceptive and a disinformation person. They say the same thing about you. They say that about a lot of people. We fought back. This was in October. It was a A1 news section article. So we filed a defamation action in New York court. You might be thinking, how do we get a judge that was rational? Well, the defamation was so bad that the New York Supreme Court, a justice named Charles Wood, published a 16-page order. And there you have it on your screen. This is against the New York Times, a defamation action. And the judge in New York said that it was the New York Times, Alex, that engaged in disinformation and deception by calling us. And the judge said, and there's a quote in this order where he says, they interjected their opinion in a news article, and Facebook banned our video because of this New York Times article, which was masking itself as news when it was actually opinion. This is historic, and the reason why it matters.
Explain that, because your lawyers, I talked to my lawyers about this decision. They said, no, James isn't exaggerating. This is as big as the whole Sullivan case, right?
Yes, this is the New York Times v. Sullivan, 1964, established the malice standard so they can just lie and get away with it. This decision is so big, and the reason why it's such a big deal, Alex, is because we're going to go into depositions with the New York Times reporters. That means I get to sit down, the reporter who wrote that, under oath, and I get to ask, what's in your mind? What's in your notebook? And we're going to put them in front of the hot seat under
oath. Because that's the talking point. I mean, I remember, nothing against Joe Rogan, I love him, he's a good friend of mine, but about a year ago, I said, you ought to have James O'Keefe on. And he said, oh, but he's the guy that manufactures stuff. And then when that case came out, we were talking, he goes, hey, James O'Keefe, turns out they were lying about him. So this is having an effect to say you manufacture stuff with no evidence.
I mean,
they're saying you're a fraud when they're the fraud.
It's a paradox, because people like that, and you know, I don't know if Joe's watching, but he's referring, or people refer to, the New York Times articles, and the New York Times was just held accountable by a judge. And it's this circular sourcing they do. Well, I've heard that they're deceptive. Well, that quote, James O'Keefe is deceptive, Project Veritas is deceptive, was itself an opinion. Admittedly, the New York Times, I had to get them under oath, Alex. You got to get them under oath, because they're narcissists, and they can't be held accountable for anything. They never apologize. They never apologize for the lies. But when they're under oath, penalty of perjury, that's when you got him in the hot seat. We got him. We're going to go after Twitter. We're going to sue CNN. We're going to start a People's Defamation Defense Fund. So many people in this country are defamed every day, and they can't.
I mean, the New York Times just called me a white supremacist again yesterday.
Well, you should go after them. You're not a white supremacist.
No, I'm not.
You're not. You don't. And they lie about it, and they get away with it. So someone has to do something. We are that someone. In a few hours from now, this hasn't even been filed yet. This is the final draft.
It's
getting filed today.
Beautiful. Well, we're going to go to break and come back with the latest stuff that is unfolding as well. And also talk more about Twitter, because this is a big deal, the 30 seconds we have. I mean, Twitter says you created fake accounts.
Yes.
With no evidence, and then banned you saying you're a fraud.
We'll get into details as soon as after the commercial break.
And again, for all the radio listeners, they all visit, but ProjectVeritas.com.
Yes, yes, ProjectVeritas.com. Veritas Tips, V-E-R-I-T-S Tips at ProtonMail.com is where the whistleblowers go.
Absolutely. And I tell whistleblowers, you can send us stuff, but just send it to him, because they usually get on it better than we do. So I'm just glad that he's there. We're not in competition. We're all in this together. James O'Keefe in studio, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, and now exploding in popularity thanks to you listeners, Band.Video. We need to give you an account. I wish you'd doppelganger your material over at Band.Video. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew. that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And then hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, the one, the only, James O'Keefe of Project Veritas is here in studio. You know, I had a chance to be in some pretty big Hollywood movies. Didn't ask to be in them, but Rick Linklater called up and put me in them. And I had a chance to hang out in Hollywood, been in a lot of big TV shows and some other films. And I really didn't like it. And I went from not really caring about Hollywood stars to just can't stand them, don't want to be around it. But when you're talking about a James O'Keefe, or back before he turned to the dark side or whatever happened to him, a Matt Drudge, where you talk about a President Trump, Are you talking about people like that that have gone through the fire and really stand for something? And the globalists hate them. I admire them. And we were talking during the break about how you've never settled a lawsuit, you've never backed down, and how you learned that lesson when you pled guilty for simply exposing corruption.
Yeah, Alex, I mean, I've been through a lot in my young life. In New Orleans, I was jailed. In Louisiana. I was there trying to ask questions of Senator Landrieu, and I was incarcerated. I spent 3 years on federal probation. I stood falsely accused, and the prosecutors who came after me were disbarred. They resigned in disgrace, and I learned a valuable lesson. I'll never make that mistake again. I was personally sued for invasion of privacy for recording an Acorn employee in 2009. That was a personal litigation. But Project Veritas has never settled a lawsuit. I went all the way to a jury verdict. Hillary Clinton campaign and some of their folks sued me all the way to a jury verdict, and I won. And I learned a valuable lesson that the only people who can defeat us is ourselves. What we stand for with this, CNN, Twitter, it's greater than us personally. It's about fundamental principles.
I was just about to say that. I'm going to interrupt because it's so true. It'll be midnight. I'm exhausted on the road. I eat too much, drink too much, and I'm feeling depressed, which I don't feel a lot. I feel weak, and I go, I'm fighting with James O'Keefe and President Trump and, you know, Roger Stone and so many others who are strong. And I literally feel strength knowing you're there. And it's bigger than me. It's about all of us, our ancestors. I was just thinking that when you said.
Well, I got contacted on, you know, we get thousands of messages a day, Instagram, email. And one person messaged me, and it was really poignant. The person said, I was defamed by, I think it was PBS News. And I sued them, but I have a job and I have kids and I can't go through all this litigation, but you can, she said. And I'm living vicariously through your battles because every day in this country, people get lied about
and run over.
Every day, innocent people, not just public figures like me, innocent people by the New York Times. That's why I got started. I read the New York Times in college and I was disgusted by it. And everyone's like, what can I do? And this is what it's all about. The most trusted name in news, as they call themselves, is partnering with the most powerful companies in the world. The algorithms prefer their news, if you want to call it that. And I'm fighting. We're fighting back. And I'm telling you, Alex, we're winning. The only way we can lose is if we don't stop fighting. And that's what the problem with, if you want to call them conservatives, I don't even consider myself that. The problem with this movement of the conservative or the Republican.
They want approval from our enemies in the system that will never give them approval. The only way to change things is to not give a damn what they think.
I'm glad you said that. I say it in a similar but different way. I say the moment you stop caring about what they think about you is the moment that you are truly free. And even people that claim to be my ally, well, I might get my Twitter account banned. Why do you care? Tell the truth. There is only one.
And that's
truth.
How they get us all. If they're always picking people off, then no one stands up for them, hoping that they're the last to get picked.
There's only one truth. And there's only one reality. So stop caring about your book being reviewed by the New York Times. Stop caring that if you embed the thing of the guy saying they're a fraud, that you might lose your Twitter account. Do the right thing, and the right things will happen.
Well, that's right. They didn't take your Twitter account because you were wrong. They took it because you were
so right.
Because, I mean, they're scared. This is CNN. You know Jeff Zucker called them. You know he called the head CEO. And they're like, you got to get this off. This is coffin nails. It shows premeditated fraud in the election. Tell them about the three parts briefly.
But this is important to play over and over again. These are three-part series. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday last week, CNN director admits to, quote, propaganda, quote, we're trying to help paint Biden as a young geriatric with aviator shades, quote, our focus was to get Trump out of office, quote, our network is engaged in propaganda because fear sells and we don't say the quiet part out loud usually. And my point is, why wouldn't you say the quiet part out loud? Why lie about what your intentions are? If you want to be a network that is part of the Biden administration, then just say so. You have a First Amendment right to be part of a political campaign, but don't pretend that you're the most trusted name in news. And Twitter banned me for quoting this man. I mean, think of the implications for being banned for quoting someone. That is so anathema to what our country stands for what the Declaration of Independence says, to what the Constitution says. And that's why I say that we can't lose as long as we don't compromise on our principles. And so many people do. And I'm telling you right here, right now, usually, Alex, in a motion to dismiss, once you get past motion to dismiss a defamation lawsuit, they'll offer you money. They offered Nick Sandman. Remember the young man that was defamed by the Washington Post? He had the hat. He settled. I say, why did you settle? You can go all the way if you're on offense, get discovery. Sometimes,
I mean, they knew he was innocent. They knew those guys were screaming racial epithets, even to black people. They knew he came over and got in his face, but they decided to lie.
They decided to lie, and they
called him a white supremacist.
Nick Sandman, and I'll tell you what. If the New York Times offers me $10 million, I'll tell them to go to hell. Because there's no amount of money that's going to make me settle this case. You cannot buy me. I am not for sale. I have been jailed. I have been sued. I have been through a crucible. And what I've learned is, as long as you don't stop fighting, you will never lose. As long as you don't stop standing up for truth. And I can tell you, as a result of these CNN exposés, and we should play some of the clips, I've had people within news networks come to me, say, hey, give me one of those little hidden cameras. I want to blow the whistle. I think there's a movement budding in this country.
Let's talk about when is the dam collapse? It's already broken. There's already huge holes in it. Their system's in crisis. They've doubled down with manipulation, with fraud, with gaslighting. And we're live right now in post. We will add all three of the little promo clips to this, but we're going to play some when we come back. But having you here is, you know, just as important as the pieces, because people get an insight into this. But that's the key thing you just said of everything. As we reach critical mass, as I go to the border, most of the Border Patrol wants to talk to us. It's whistleblowers galore. They're just looking for venues to do it. Which, again, shows there's not enough people doing what you're doing. People need to support Project Veritas, support us. But also, they have to go out and do it yourself. You started doing this 10 years ago. I mean, folks, this is so critical mass. The moment where there's so much whistleblowing, so much coming out, what happens?
I think, Alex, that if we haven't reached the tipping point, we are about to. Because I have these federal agents, just like you on the border, here in Donna, McAllen, Texas. And they come to me and they say, James, there's nowhere else for me to go. I trust you because you have not settled the litigation. I trust you because you do fight back. And there's so many people like this that come to us now, and I have an obligation to fight on their behalf. I'll sue people on your behalf. Have you been defamed by the media? It's time for us to start suing. And there's this fear. And I say, what are you afraid of? Stop being afraid of them. They're afraid of us, okay? I can tell you right now, you know who's afraid of us right now? The executive editor of the New York Times. Because never in his life has he been under oath on videotape. That's what they fear. And they've lied for too long. And I'm telling you, I'm not bluffing. I'm not kidding. This is all going to happen.
Well, I mean, I've seen you win case after case after case after case. So God's definitely with you.
And I'll tell you one more thing. Twitter this week, we were in the number two trending thing on Twitter, Alex. That's in the trending section. And I told my team on Monday, I said, guys, our number one goal this week is to be top trending on Twitter. And they said, and people said, you're crazy, James. I mean, you're not going to get trending on Twitter. They ban you. They shadow ban you. I said, content is king. If the content is strong.
If all of you talk about his content, if all of you push it, you'll be number one.
You'll be number one. And I'm not, it's not about.
It's about overriding the censors.
It's about.
So let's make Project Veritas number one, James O'Keefe number two, CNN Exposé number three, and Infowars.com number four.
Yeah, because it's about earning their turf. It's about making them cover.
They want to silence us. They want to lie about us. It's about fighting back.
And Project Veritas was banned on Twitter, Alex, a month ago. And yet Project Veritas was trending as a result of these exposés.
And then you just got banned last week.
And Jack Dorsey, you know, Jack Dorsey in concert with Jeff Zucker at CNN. And that's the unholy alliance, the oligarchy, banned us as a result of that.
That's the cartel. And that's key. So first they banned Veritas, then they banned you. It's all a message that you didn't back down. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's a war on for your mind. I'm Alex Jones. James O'Keefe here with us for two more segments. And Roger Stone's got big breaking news popping in. The constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes as well. And then we've got Max Keiser on China. The Chinese Communist government has now gone all in on Bitcoin. That's a big deal. That'll be a little bit of the fourth hour with myself and Max and then Gerald Celente. But I was here with James saying, this is great to have you here in person. I only shook your hand, I think, once at the RNC, the DNC. Sometime we shook hands in a crowded room, but I feel like I know you having you on the show for 10 years. But I said, what's victory? How do we win? How do we leverage this tipping point? You said a key term. So we say a lot of important stuff here, but we talk fast. Highlight what you're about to hear. This, what he's saying, is Excalibur.
What I'm saying is distribution by proxy. And I want you to think existentially for a minute. If I'm on Telegram, and I go on whatever app will have me, and now we're growing. If I embed those clips of these people talking, saying the fraud, and all of you were to upload those to your Twitter account, because some of you say, I want to leave Twitter. Well, why? You can upload the clips to Twitter.
Distribution by proxy. Yeah, don't leave. Bomb them with the truth till they ban you. it.
Yeah, I mean, what are they going to ban 10,000 people? Let them. Let Jack Dorsey
no,
ban.
No, 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 they won't. They won't. So they explain can't. That term again.
It's distribution by proxy.
I've never used that term. I just say, you are the resistance. Take all our stuff, share it, cut it up, put it out everywhere. Folks.
Same difference. You guys are so loyal and you're so faithful to what you believe in and the truth. Upload the clips yourself to Twitter, and they won't be able to ban you. It's like Cloward Piven in reverse.
And let's explain this. Take your time on this, because this gets me excited. The listeners are so humble and so loyal. They're like, I get emails every 5 minutes. Is it okay if I put a clip of you out? Because it lets me do 2 minutes. Alex, is it all right if I put InfoWars on my barn? Do it. Don't wait. It's free to air. He's saying the same thing.
Imagine, I want you to think big. Imagine if, let's say, 250,000 people do this. 250,000 people upload this bit of...
Most talk show hosts exaggerate their listenership. We conservatively, on AM and FM stations, have 1 million listeners right now.
Okay, we'll order half of those people, 500,000 people, upload the bit to Twitter of Brian Stelter being confronted, which I think we'll play in a minute, and he's just pathetic, and he's saying, I feel sorry and for you. And imagine if you all uploaded that on Twitter and tagged him. You guys would create a truthful revolution. What's stopping you from doing that? Nothing. Literally, you have your phone in your possession. You go to our Telegram page, download the clip, and do it right now. Have Eric upload it right now. I mean, that's
and he is the guy,
do.
And he is the guy that polices everybody. When he talks about you, you get banned.
Yeah, I mean, they have a cone of silence at CNN like the Soviets did.
By the way, he put that picture on himself. What kind of disconnect does he have to put a photo like that?
Well, I don't know if I know he's not the most telegenic of individuals, but if you have the clip of him being confronted by our reporter, he's in the basement of the building, and he calls the maintenance worker on us. They're cowardly. There he is. Cowards. And we confront him, and he says, I feel sorry for you guys. I was like, we're not the ones.
And did you see that disdainful, hateful look? Because you guys are real journalists.
All of you upload this to your Twitter accounts and tag Brian Stelter and say, we demand answers.
And by the way, we're not bullying Stelter. He and the others at CNN command the censorship system of us.
CNN confronts people all the time on their lawns and front lawns.
He says, I feel sorry for you, like you should be ashamed. I love how the left always says they shame us. Shame on you, you shameful creature.
Well, they don't have shame. They don't have, again, they're narcissists. They don't take responsibility for anything. But I think that's what, this distribution by proxy, if you don't remember anything that I say today, please do this. Do not be afraid. Do not ask for permission.
That's right. So the headline is, James O'Keefe visits Alex Jones with the message of distribution. No, no. Distribution by proxy will save the world.
We'll save the truth, because there is only one truth, and it's Telegram. You can download the little 30-second bit. My colleague is standing here. He's about to upload it, Eric, right now. And you all can tweet this out and trend on their turf.
That's right. And pull up our Telegram. I'm bad about not promoting Telegram. We barely promote it. Everybody should join us at Telegram. After I get kicked off Twitter, I don't even promote any social medias, but I like Telegram. Put up the InfoWars, the Alex Jones Telegram. We will re-telegram what they're saying, and then grab our telegrams and tweet those as well. Hit them 1,000 different ways on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Download this interview, cut it up, put it out on YouTube, get it up.
I'll put the judge's soundbite from this New York State judge on Telegram, and you can share that. There is only one truth, and you can share and distribute and circulate it, and they won't be able to ban it. Yes, they can ban you off this platform. Another platform will come up, and we'll keep overwhelming it, and that's what's going to happen. That's what must happen for us to be victorious.
No, you're right. You're smart. There's so many fan accounts on InfoWars. That's not the one with 902. I think we got like 300,000, 200,000 on there. But, yeah, folks, go to whatever our Telegram is. I should be involved in all this. I should be using it. But you're absolutely right. And, again, distribution by proxy.
Yeah.
They can ban an individual from something, but they can't ban you from carrying the ball.
They can't ban the truth. And that's why this is the Rubicon that they crossed, because I didn't opine. I didn't offer my opinion, Alex. It was the director of CNN saying what he said that they banned. So they banned something so fundamental to who we are as Americans. It's a principle. I know the two principles right now are under threat, particularly equal justice under the law. But they can't defeat a principle as long as we don't back down from that principle. That's what I've learned in my life, being jailed and sued and attacked and defamed, is that they actually can't defeat me as long as I don't compromise on what I believe in. Because I'm quoting the guy. It wasn't me saying CNN's propaganda. It was CNN saying CNN's propaganda. Alex, distribution by proxy is where it's at.
Absolutely. So listeners are always asking, oh, Alex, you're so great. Veritas so great. What do we do?
I just gave you something.
Trump has been cut off everywhere. How does he get out now when he goes to a Republican event or a wedding and it gets 5 million views? Somebody with a camera shoots it. That's distribution by proxy.
Right.
He's not allowed to have a Twitter or a Facebook, but you are, so use it. You've got email and you've got text messages. You shoot a video, share it with friends and family that have big Facebooks and have big Twitters. I go out to any event, the border, a political event. I have no accounts. And we'll end up all over hundreds of things, sometimes with 10 million views, 5 million views. But it doesn't matter whether it's 10,000 or whatever. The truth is getting out.
But it's not enough. It's not enough. They're doing it. They're doing it. And you said it yourself. Some people are like, well, timid. Should I do it, Alex? Am I allowed to upload your clip? You're like, sure. I mean, do it more. Do it tenfold. I saw Trump at the Mar-a-Lago after this New York Times.
That's my next question.
And he, you know, he was in good spirits. He we're not allowed to bring phones into his office. But when he saw the New York Times victory, he said, bring your phone in. And he filmed a video with us.
Well, that means he trusts you. Yeah.
Yeah. And he said, let's film a video on this New York Times victory because I want you to go all the way on this New York Times defamation action. So Trump and I talked about this. This New York Times lawsuit is a big deal. And I think there's the fact that, Alex, that CNN has not uttered a word except Brian Stelter saying he feels sorry for me or sorry for us. They haven't uttered a word means they can't defend what this guy
said.
Well,
they're such liars. That means I admire you. I wish I was real. I wish I wasn't propped up. I wish I had viewers. I mean, Stelter has 200,000 viewers. I mean, that's not even a dead cat bounce. He's a joke.
He is, but the issue, Alex, is that they partner with the tech companies. So the Twitter
and the big tech force feed.
And though tech has all the power, CNN has no power, but tech has the power, and they leverage the content via their algorithms.
But you notice that almost all the comments hate them. That's why they're even getting rid of comments on CNN pages and Joe Biden pages, and they're getting rid of the dislike button.
Your motto is InfoWars, and I can tell you that this week, I've had people who don't agree with me say those CNN tapes changed my mind. It was wrong for them to promote the COVID deaths and want more people to die, so the ratings go up. That's universally disgusting to even people who don't agree with you. That is an info war. That is information that can change hearts and minds. And that's why Zucker has basically given this cone of silence and told his staff, don't say a word about O'Keefe this week. They can't defend what we've exposed. So I'm going to sue them. I'm going to sue Anna Cabrera for defamation. She said I was banned from Twitter for disinformation, which is untrue. She said Project Veritas was banned from Twitter for disinformation. That's a defamatory statement. And I'll put Stelter, and if I can, and certainly Anna Cabrera under oath in a hot seat. And I'll say, what are you guys doing? And you know what I think they'll do, Alex? I think they'll throw each other under the bus.
How bad has it hurt CNN, who almost has no viewers already, all your exposés? I mean, these are devastating.
I think
if my listeners saw one video of me saying I lie to people and screw them and
oh my
we're
God.
Corrupt, that they'd be dumb. I don't talk
and,
like
and,
that.
And I know you because we talk offline. And one of the things I respect about you, and I am your friend, is that you are the same person off camera as you are on camera. You're an authentic person. You believe in what you do. These people, I mean, sick, twisted, narcissistic, garbage. He's saying, I know it's wrong. I lie to people. I propagate. You would never say that. I mean, this is crazy. So I respect you because you're real. You're not phony.
But our brains don't even work. We're not even. I'm not perfect. I mean, I get mad. I do things. But I don't sit there and, like, scheme how to screw people over.
You don't want to deceive your audience. And this and there are laws in this country.
Oh, and that's why they say you deceive everybody and
because,
I deceive.
Because they're masters of projection.
Yes.
Because they project onto us. And it's a psychological thing. I've read a couple textbooks on psychology.
Stay there. Back in 2 minutes. Final segment. James O'Keefe. You better come back soon. We'll be right back with hour number three.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.